November 27th, 2014, Thanksgiving Day. Alanis, Maureen's guardian angel, says, "Praise be to Jesus. Today I join you in giving thanks to God for all His goodness and His grace. Most especially, let us give thanks for the bounty of His mercy, which reaches from age to age and allows the world to continue despite its fall from grace. I give thanks for the graciousness of this mission amongst error, for the truth put forth in these messages and the perseverance of all involved in their propagation. The mission is God's grace in action. My prayer today is that all misunderstandings be resolved, that clarity be recognized between good and evil, and that every stage of life be respected. Join me in my prayer intentions." A note is given to read Psalm 65, Thanksgiving for Earth's Bounty. "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who answer prayer, to you all flesh shall come. When deeds of iniquity overwhelm us, you forgive our transgressions. Happy are those whom you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. By your strength you established the mountains. You are girded with might. You silence the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, the tumult of the peoples. Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and the evening shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, setting its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy." Scripture verses asked to be read by Alanis.